Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, June 24. Coming up, government commends United Kingdom on free and fair Brexit referendum. Cash verification room opened at Sangster International and 6 hydroelectric power sites to be developed. The details after this message.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
Now the news. Jamaica is commending the government and people of the United Kingdom for the free and fair manner in which the country conducted Thursday's referendum that resulted in the decision for the UK to withdraw from the European Union, the EU. In a press release Friday, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith acknowledged that the UK's decision to withdraw from the EU will have significant implications for Jamaica's bilateral relations with both the UK and the EU. She adds that the UK will eventually cease to be part of the relevant arrangements governing Jamaica-EU relations, including the ACP-EU Cotonou Partnership Agreement and the CARIFORUM-EU Economic Partnership Agreement. The minister expressed confidence, however, that renewed efforts will be made to strengthen and expand the Jamaica-UK partnership in trade, investment and development cooperation. The minister wished the UK well as it proceeded into this new phase of the country's history, adding that the government is monitoring developments pertaining to the resignation of Prime Minister David Cameron. In the meantime, the government reaffirmed its commitment to the Jamaican diaspora in the UK and expressed the hope that they and their families will contribute to a revitalized relationship between Jamaica and the UK. The Ministry of National Security has opened a cash verification room at the Sangster International Airport in St. James as part of efforts to combat money laundering and terrorist financing activities. The room will be used by the authorities to question persons leaving and entering the island with large sums of cash. Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Karen Clark-Davis says all countries are required to establish mechanisms to prevent money laundering.
The successful laundering of funds, which is as a result of criminal activity, is critical for the sustaining of criminal organized groups. Hence, appropriate countermeasures must be established by member countries and they must be fully executed.
The requirement under the Proceeds of Crime Act is that all travelers entering or leaving Jamaica must declare cash or bearer negotiable instruments in excess of $10,000 or its equivalent in any other currency. Bearer negotiable instruments include travelers' checks, bearer bonds, bearer shares, bills of exchange, and gift certificates. The government is seeking to boost renewable energy through research and the development of 6 new hydro sites expected to save the country $426 million. Minister of Energy, Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says feasibility studies have been completed for 5 river projects. He says an additional 6th site has been identified. The projects represent a 33-megawatt capacity and capital investment of over $100 million. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica has been mandated to start the development with 2 megawatts on the Lawlands River in St. Anne, which is to be done with an estimated $8.9 million and a possible creation of 40 jobs. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett broke ground for the construction of a new ice cream shop at Devon House earlier this week. The $27 million ice cream parlor to be built on the north lawns of the historic site is slated to be completed by November. The project, financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, forms part of ongoing infrastructural improvement works being undertaken at the heritage site. Minister Bartlett says construction of the shop will enable more visitors and locals to enjoy the iconic Devon House ice cream.
So this groundbreaking is for the expansion and the creation of the ice cream parlor, which is going to bring to the destination an extended and expanded manufacturing capacity for what is now being referred to as the best ice cream produced anywhere in the Western world.
The new parlor will provide a larger space for patrons and will effectively reduce the long lines that have been associated with the courtyard, especially on holidays and weekends. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.